This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Executive Director, Infrastructure and Technical Services at Sifchwete Local Municipality, Namudi Regina Mahata, joins us on the line. Now, I guess she never thought of in her wildest dreams that she would one day head a male-dominated engineering department in a municipality, for that matter. Never mind being one of a very few women in South Africa to hold such a position. Born and bred in Mochadi, a rural village in Sekukuni in Limpopo, Namudi is a civil engineer by training, and she says she is living her wildest dreams. Namudi, good morning.
Morning, and how are you?
I'm good, and how are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Great, and thank you very much for coming through to talk to us. I mean, straight into it, as the Executive Director, Infrastructure and Technical Services at the Sifchwete Local Municipality, what do you do? Like, briefly.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity, and good morning, listeners. Briefly, leading the directorate providing services to the community within the municipality, especially water and sanitation, electricity, municipal building, and I'm also leading the department providing services such as fleet management within the municipality and the project management unit within the municipality.
So I understand that when Lidipalo growing up, you were one and the same. I mean, has it always been like that for you, Lidi Nomoro, Lidi Palo, the mentele, as we called them back in the days?
Yes, I nekrata math with all my heart. Out of all my subjects at secondary level, I liked math very, very much. Even at my tertiary level, I liked anything to do with math. So it was difficult for me to do the theory part, but with maths I was excellent.
And growing up, what was it that you wanted to do, especially you know, with your skills, if I can call it that, in mathematics?
Yes, well, while I was still at secondary level, standard 10, 11, I wanted to be a doctor. I hope I was just impressed by the fact that they are wearing white jackets. But when I was at matric, here was my father as a driver messenger for a local hospital. He came back from work and he just started to say, you know, my daughter, you can be a civil engineer. So I started asking myself, what is a civil engineer, my father? And he said, civil engineering, it has to do with bridges, roads, and yeah, buildings. I was just like, oh, how am I going to venture into this field if to deal with roads and buildings? Into my mind, it was like, this thing has to be done by males only, not us as women. And only to find out when I'm registering, gathering all this information, yes, it has to do with those things, but there is also management part of it. And when I was taking the information, there were only few women who were doing this civil engineering or course. So I started registering, making application, and I was accepted at Valley University of Technology. I started doing my civil engineering course.
So tell me then, you know, in terms of just, as you say, it was a course that is did not have too many women. How is it now navigating your way, holding such a position in what again is a male dominated industry?
Currently now we have this thing called Women in Engineering. They have stats in terms of the percentage of women who are venturing into the field of engineering. However, there is still a lag in terms of number of women who are doing this business of engineering, because we still have that mentality to say it has to be done by males than females.
Mm.
It's quite difficult to be a woman in this field of civil engineering, if I might be specific, because you know, males, you have this mind to say you cannot be led by women. I think it's from the cultural background to say you cannot be led by a woman. But these days, I'm telling you, it's the other way around. Women are starting to occupy the space.
Mm. Is the mentality changing, though? Is the landscape changing in that regard, where there's a little bit more acceptance that a person like you, as young as you are, will be able to hold such a position and with qualifications and do a great job at that?
I think it's changing, though it's quite slow, but it's changing because since my work experience, I've been working with women like me, though they were reporting to me. Currently, I'm still working with women. They are civil engineers. Though the percentage is very low, but it's changing slowly.
Mm. So what would you say then needs to be done? And especially in encouraging younger women, you know, to take up space, as it were, in such industries and advance the agenda of women empowerment.
I think what needs to be done, it has to be to start with parents at home. They should stop choosing the careers for young girls, thinking that some jobs meant for male, especially in engineering, like for my case. They still need to do more, since as women we are always perfect. We bring fresh diversity, more ideas. We are creative because I believe that we are intelligent, especially because we are mothers, and we are able to solve different problems within our career.
Mm. Would you say, as we wind down the conversation, Namundi, that there's enough role models for women, especially in such fields, for young girls to say, here we see Namundi Makgatha doing this and excelling in this field, and then young women would see, well, it's not necessarily for men as it is.
Yes, I think there is more role models. Of course, I'm one of them. I'm the role
absolutely,
model.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, yes. They need to do whatever that I've done to be at this level.
Mm.
Yes, and I would like to encourage them to say, ladies, education is a key. We need to get educated so that we can come and be the leaders of this country.
Mm. And, yes. And I mean, I see you are still studying, which, as you say, education is the key. Are you still studying, and what are you studying right now?
I'm still studying. I like books. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I hope I'm doing
Namudi lirbe under pressure tle rena ba go chaba school.
Yo. No. We know that your gender, especially, they don't like books. Once they are occupied at a certain position, they become comfortable. They come comfortable, and as women, we keep on studying. I'm currently studying a master's in engineering with University of Cape Town. And in that class, when we were doing physical classes, there were more ladies than males.
That is good. That is good. Absolutely. Yes. To see that the picture indeed is changing. Namudi, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. Appreciate your time, and may you continue inspiring young women out there.
Thank you very much.
It's Namudi Regina Makgatha, who is the Executive Director, Infrastructure and Technical Services at the Steve Tshwete Local Municipality, as we once again focus on Women's Month and look into some of the women making waves in the so-called male-dominated industries.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.